Hey, radio drama lovers, they're playing our song. The following audio drama, together in song, may tug at your heartstrings as well as some other major arteries. It was part of our Ear for Music show, recorded live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, April 30th, 2017.
Musical curses and omens. Mississippi blues legend Robert Johnson is said to have made a deal with the devil at the crossroads. His soul, in exchange for his mastery of the guitar. And so many people believe that the great virtuoso of the violin, Niccolo Paganini, made a similar pact with the Prince of Darkness that he was denied a Christian burial at his death in 1840. And what do Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Brian Jones, Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, and the aforementioned Robert Johnson all have in common? They all belonged to the ominous 27 Club, musical superstars who all perished at the tender age of 27. And poor Leonard Warren. That's him singing here. On March 4th, 1960, Warren, one of the greatest opera singers of his day, collapsed on stage and died of a massive cerebral hemorrhage before he could finish the aria you just heard. It was from Verdi's La Forza del Destino, the name of the aria, Morir Tremenda Cosa. Translation, to die a tremendous thing. No less a tremendous thing is the following tale of music, memories, and voices from beyond. We call it Together in Song.
All right, everyone. How y'all feeling so far? Feeling good tonight? Celebrating, right? Good. That's what we like to hear. I said that's what we like to hear! Now, we are all here tonight for two very special, very wonderful reasons. One is to party, am I right? Yeah, that's right, Uncle Frank. You know what I'm talking about. But let's get serious for a minute. The second reason we're here, and the main reason we're here, is to celebrate the love of two beautiful people. And no, I'm not talking about Uncle Frank and Jack Daniels. I'm talking about Karen and Zachary. Karen and Zachary Blevins. Can we get a round of applause for these two crazy kids? Now, I understand the best man, who is also the maid of honor, so to speak, would like to say a couple words. Come on up here, Ben.
Thanks, guys. And thank you so much for being here. And thank you, Karen, Zach, for having me to be the. And thanks. I'm sorry, I'm terrible at these things. Anyway, when Karen told me she was getting married, my first thought was, that's not possible. I haven't even asked you yet. See, it was a running joke our whole lives. We were destined to get married. I think my poor mother needs to get a new psychic. Right, Mom? But then I met Zachary. And man, talk about two people who really belong together. Talk about soulmates, you know? Karen is my best friend, and she always will be, right, Karen? But the minute I saw her and Zachary together, I just knew this was it. This was real, true, unbreakable, unstoppable love at its best. And now I have myself another amazing best friend, and one who actually likes to watch football. Right, Zach? Anyway, what I'm trying to say, I guess, is that when you're lucky, you get to be happy for your best friend. And when you're really lucky, you get to be happy for your best friends. And when you're really, really, really lucky, you get to be happy for your two best friends and for yourself, because one of those best friends still owes you $20 after that terrible bet he made on the Cowboys, right, Zach?
Go Dallas!
So, I must be the luckiest guy in the world. Zachary, Karen, I couldn't be happier for the two of you. And looking around, I'd say that everyone else feels the same. So I've asked the band to play a special song for the two of you, a song Karen told me you danced to on your first date, and one I know she's always loved. Congratulations, Karen and Zachary. Now get out there on the dance floor and let us all turn green with envy, basking in the glow of your love. Thank you.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free.
Oh my God, Ben is wasted.
Oh, you'd have to be to get up there and give a speech like that. He hates public speaking anyway. And it was certainly very illuminating what he said.
Oh, Zach, come on.
I know, I'm joking, kid. I know you two were school ground sweeties. I got over that jealousy long ago. Around the first time I saw him dance, I think.
Mm-hmm. And you know how dancing like this is very important to me.
Oh, I do. I can't believe it was just 8 months ago that I was holding you in my arms for the very first time. Mm-hmm. Just like this, to this same song.
I know. God, everything happened so quickly. My family all thinks I'm secretly pregnant.
Well, soon enough. Want to get in a couple of adult vacations before we start summering in Disney. I just knew that I couldn't wait any longer to make you my wife. I knew it from the minute you told me off at that bar.
Well, what a lame pickup attempt. Have those old lines ever worked for any guy? Well, thank goodness you played this song and asked me to dance.
Well, it just felt right.
Yeah, and that's when I knew, too.
I love you, Karen. I love you forever.
And ever. Always. Oh, this has always been one of my favorite songs. But now, I can't imagine listening to it without you.
And you'll never have to. This dance is ours, kid. Now let's go cut that cake before Uncle Frank passes out in it, right?
Oh, God. I told you we should have eloped.
Thanks for that fascinating story, Linda. I'm sure we're all looking forward to hearing who finally takes home the gold for this year's Cat Celebrity Lookalike Contest. I know I am. Personally, I'm rooting for Meowlowin Brando. That is one big cat. Now, on to other, and I'm sorry to say, sadder news. Cal Weatherby is on site right now at the scene of the crash we reported at the beginning of the show. And it looks like there have been some casualties. What can you tell us, Carol?
Thank you. I'm here at the site of the huge pileup that occurred on Connector 3 just this evening. It seems an 18-wheeler was attempting to cross lanes of traffic to get to the last rest stop on the stretch, but failed to see the SUV that was in his blind spot. The two vehicles collided, leading to further collisions with several other cars that were commuting in the heavy rush hour traffic. While structural damage to the vehicles seemed surprisingly minimal, there were a few injuries and, sadly, one fatality.
Tragic news. Any further information on the victim?
Yes, we have confirmation of his identity. 36-year-old Zachary Blevins was the driver of the SUV, which was struck by the 18-wheeler. It seems the windshield glass shattered and lacerated an artery, causing Mr. Blevins to bleed out. This is sad news, and compounded by the information that Mr. Blevins and his wife Karen just celebrated their nuptials 2 weeks ago.
A truly terrible story. Thank you for the update. And our condolences go out to Mrs. Blevins and family at this sad time. Up next, a common household item may turn out to be the cure for the common cold. But it's not what you think. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 5.
Karen? Karen, are you there? Karen, your car is outside. I know you're home. Please, please just open the door, okay? We're all worried about you.
What? What do you want, Ben?
I've been trying to call you for 3 weeks now. And I know your mom has too. Karen, we're really, really worried about you.
I'm fine.
Well, that's not true. And you know it. And I know it. Let me in, please.
Fine. So talk.
Karen, I'm just here to check in on you. I mean, it's been a few months now since the accident, and no one's seen or heard from you since Zach's funeral. We used to talk at least 3 times a week or so, and I know your mom is panicking.
You don't think I know that, Ben? I get her voicemails. I listen to them. I can't talk to her about it.
Well, can you talk to me? At least a little bit.
I don't.
It's me. I know everything about you. I never judged you, and I never loved you any less. I'm your best friend, Karen. And I always will be. But you've got to open up about all of this. I know it hurts like hell, but it isn't your fault.
It is my fault, though, Ben. It is. Zachary wouldn't have been out driving at all if it wasn't for me. I asked him to go to the store to get me some ice cream. I was supposed to be on this diet still, but I figured, hey, already got through the wedding and fit in the dress. Might as well cheat a little. And I was tired. We had a meeting about the Cooper account at work, and I felt like my head was going to explode, so I begged him to go to the store for me on his way home. Sent him a text. Didn't even get to talk to him, to hear his voice one last time.
Karen, that doesn't make it your fault. You weren't the one driving that 18-wheeler. They said the guy hadn't slept in days. If it hadn't been Zachary, it would have been someone else.
But it was Zachary. It was my Zachary, not someone else. Not me. Not some 80-year-old hermit with no family or friends or hopes or dreams. It was my young, beautiful, sweet Zachary. And I'll never get to see him again. Or kiss him. Or dance with him. Never again.
Karen,
did you know that he was listening to our song when he was hit? Did they put that in the news story? The car, well, that still works fine. Windshield is replaced, just a few dings here and there. The radio even still works. I turned it on for the first time after the accident. It went on right to the middle of our song, where he would always dip me and I would always laugh. The CD was in the player. He'd probably been singing along right before he started screaming. I had to turn the car off immediately, so I didn't start screaming too.
I had no idea. Really. That's horrible.
I can't even listen to our song anymore. Ben, the one thing I thought I'd always have, no matter what, but it just hurts too much.
I know. I know I can't say anything to convince you that it wasn't your fault. But I know Zachary would hate it, and he would never want you to blame yourself, and he certainly wouldn't want you to not listen to that song anymore. It would kill him. I'm sorry. Look, you know what I mean. I don't know what to say, Karen.
No, I know. It's fine. And you're right, I guess. No, I know you're right. Look, just thank you for coming over and for everything.
Yeah, well, hey, what are best friends for? I'm gonna get out of your hair. But make me one promise, okay? No, two promises. One, go to dinner with me. We missed your birthday and all of this, and we should celebrate. And just clear our heads for the night. Hey, I'll even dance with you.
Well, I don't need a broken toe along with everything else, but okay. Yeah, well, that sounds really good, actually.
Great. And two, just try to give a listen to the song. I know it's gonna hurt, but I don't know. Maybe it'll help somehow. Remind you that Zachary is still here with you, and no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, I will. Thanks.
Oh, and one more thing.
What?
For the love of God, call your mom. My voicemail can't handle it anymore.
Okay, I'll definitely take care of all of it. If nothing else, I do owe you big time for putting up with Ma all these weeks.
Karen, I love you. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I love you too, Ben. Good night. We'll talk soon.
Good night.
Call Ma. No, wait. First things first. Where's that record? Oh, Zachary bought this for me on our third date. God, it's so dusty. Okay, well, here it goes. I don't know how this song could make me so sad, but still make me so peaceful. Ben was right. It's like you're here, Zachary. Like I can feel you right here with me. What? What's happening to the lights? Oh, everything's flickering. Oh, I know I paid the bill, so what's... Wait. What is that? Who is that? Who's there? Is someone there?
It's me, Karen. It's me. I'm here.
Oh my God, Zach? Zachary? Oh, it can't be. Oh my God, I'm seeing things.
No, it's me. It's really me. Look, it's me, kid. I'm here with you. I'm here.
But how can this be?
It's our song, Karen. I told you this song is just for you and me. Dance with me, kid.
Oh, Zachary, I've missed you so much. I'm so, so sorry. It was all my fault. This never would have happened if I...
It's all right. I'm here. We're here together. Dance with me. We never have to be apart.
Forever and ever.
Yeah, forever. Just like we promised.
Oh my God, Ben, your face.
I knew the waiters were going to sing to you, but I never thought they'd come out in those hats.
Well, you asked them to sing happy birthday to me in a Mexican restaurant. You get your peso's worth.
No kidding. The maracas on the cake were a little much, though.
Well, no, it was great. It was wonderful. Thank you. I had a really, really nice night.
Good. Me too. And thanks for the dance. I mean, I know I'm terrible, but...
No, you really improved. I was impressed.
And, well, I hope I wasn't out of line, you know, with the song.
I was a little surprised, for sure, but no, it was lovely.
I know it's your song with Zachary, but I just wanted you to feel like you were celebrating with everyone you loved, you know? Everyone who loves you, I mean.
I understand. And it really did feel like Zachary was there with us. For a minute, I swear, I looked across the room and saw him there, just like the first time we met at that old bar, looking at me from across the room. It was beautiful. And I never heard Randy Travis played by a mariachi band before, so that was interesting.
Yeah. Like you said, we should have expected it, I guess.
Oh, hey, you know, I'm exhausted. I think I'm gonna go put on some music and just unwind.
Yeah. I should get going. So can I see you again?
Of course, sure.
I mean, like tonight. Like dinner and dancing or whatever.
You mean like a date?
A date? Yeah. I'm sorry. This is really, it's really uncomfortable. And it's just, you know I love you.
I know.
And I've always loved you. And I know it's probably too soon after Zachary and everything, but... Tonight it just felt so right.
I had a lot of fun, Ben. First time I've smiled in months.
So, it's a date?
Let's just say we'll hang out again, for sure. For now, I don't want to rush anything. I'm still really confused and hurt.
I understand. I completely understand. Take your time. But I do want to see you again. You know, to hang out.
So do I. Good night, Ben.
Good night.
Oh, wow. That was sudden. Oh, I really do love Ben, but wow. Oh, I don't know. I need a glass of wine and some good, sad music. Let's see, what will it be tonight? A little something soft and classical, I think. Good music to ponder to. Perfect. No words needed to speak volumes. What? What? This isn't what I put on. Oh, the lights again. Zachary! Zachary, is that you?
Hello, Karen. Have a nice night. Sure looked like you were having fun. Old Ben still isn't much of a dancer, is he?
You were there. You really were, weren't you? It wasn't just my imagination.
I told you, kid. I'm always with you when that song plays. Our song. Or did you forget already that it's ours, yours and mine?
No, of course not, Zach. Ben was just trying to be kind and to make me feel better. We were thinking of you the whole time. He misses you too.
Didn't look like he was thinking about me. Looked like he was pretty focused on you in that green dress. You know, the one I bought for you? Seemed like he liked it quite a bit. Sure prettied yourself up for him tonight, didn't you?
Zachary, don't be ridiculous. We were just out having a nice time celebrating my birthday.
We were supposed to go out for your birthday this year, remember? I already made plans, had a reservation at our restaurant. Figured you might meet me there.
Meet you there? How was I supposed to meet you there? Ask for a table for two? Order you the chicken parmesan? Just sit across from an empty seat?
And why not? We made a promise to each other, Karen. Forever. We wrote our own vows, didn't even include that whole till death do us part nonsense. Said even that wouldn't keep us apart. Although I'm starting to think maybe you didn't mean it after all.
Stop! You're scaring me!
You're scaring me! I'm here for you. always with you, always thinking about you. And here you are running off at the first chance with your old sweetheart. I knew I couldn't trust that guy. I knew it.
Stop it! Okay. No more, Debussy. No more music. No more Zachary right now. Just right now, Zachary, okay? I need to think. Can you hear me? I guess you're gone. Oh, but I can still feel you. I feel something around me here. I've got to get out, go for a drive, clear my head, talk to someone.
Reached Ben. Sorry I'm not here to take your call. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you soon.
Ugh. I wouldn't even know what to say in a message. Hi, Ben. I'm being haunted by the ghost of my dead husband and, oh, by the way, he's really not a fan of this whole dating thing, so maybe we should just be friends after all. Ugh. No, just drive over there. Maybe he'll be home. I need to talk to him about all this. In person. God, not that it'll sound any less crazy that way. What am I going to do? Okay, just focus. Drive. Oh, I hate this road at night. What the? Stupid thing, I didn't even turn the radio on.
And welcome back, dear listeners. Hope you're somewhere safe and warm on this dark, starless night. But for those of you out there on the cold streets, here's a special request to warm your hearts. And it's going out with a dedication, so from Zachary to Karen, here's to you, as you promised, forever and ever.
No, Zachary, how are you doing this? How? Why?
Better keep your eyes on the road, Karen. Traffic gets pretty bad out here around Connector 3. If you're not careful, I might get in an accident.
Oh, my God. Please. I'm just trying to figure this all out. Zachary, I love you. But I'm so confused.
It seems that if you love me, you want us to be together, just like we said.
I do. I love you. I miss you. I miss you so incredibly much. But I don't know what to do. I'm scared and I'm confused.
It's okay, kid. It's gonna be okay. Look, I know this is hard for you. I know. And I'm sorry for scaring you. I really am. It's hard for me, too.
I know. I mean, I can't imagine.
It's all okay. Like I said, we can still be together. It's just too hard this way. You being here and me being, well, wherever I am.
What are you saying?
I can't come back to you, kid. I'm sorry, but I can't. I tried. Tried my hardest, but it's not enough. You gotta meet me halfway.
But I can't. I can't.
You can. It's so easy. And it doesn't hurt. Not the way they want you to think it does. It's just like falling asleep in the sunshine. Everything gets real warm and nice. Doesn't that sound good?
I don't.
Don't think about it too hard. Just listen to my voice. Listen to the song and to my voice. Right here with you. It can be like that forever. We can dance together forever.
Oh, Zachary, I miss you so much. I love you.
I know. I love you too, kid. Just listen to the song. And drive.
Listen to the song. To our song. And drive.
and dance.
Man, it doesn't get any easier, does it?
Sure doesn't. It looks pretty bad. How is she?
Phil says they just lost her. There was just too much blood, couldn't stop it.
Did they know what caused the accident?
Dunno. Lots of car crashes down here on Connector 3 these days, but it looks like she just lost control. Wasn't another car in sight, almost like she just let go of the wheel or something.
Weird. It's scary. Have they contacted the family?
Phil's on the horn now with the mother and some guy named, Ben. Mom's hysterical. Ben just seems crazy shook up. Sounds like he's seen a ghost or something.
Huh. Maybe she paid him a final visit.
You're sick, you know that?
Yeah. So what's the situation with the car?
Totaled. Totally. Radio still works, though, surprisingly.
Yeah?
It's weird, though. It must have jammed up the system somehow. Same song keeps playing over and over on repeat.
Yeah, I heard it. It's an old George Jones tune, I think.
No way. Definitely Lefty Frizzell. I'd know that voice anywhere. Heard it my whole life. He was my mother's third cousin, twice removed.
Yeah, right. So you told me. Well, I don't know. Doesn't really matter, does it? Don't suppose she'll be ever listening to it again, wherever she's going. This love I will give will always be yours
till the day that I die.
And that's our program. Karen was played by Ali Silva. Ben was played by Eric Davey Gislason. The wedding DJ was played by Bill Heidrich. Mary Murphy played the news anchor. Casey LaForest played the reporter on the scene. Annabelle Rollison played the radio DJ. Daniel Graves played the first paramedic. Michael Pate played the second paramedic. And the part of Zachary was played by me, James Reeser. Together in Song was written by Courtney Gillian-Jolovich and directed by Holly Payne Strange. The musical performance, A Lover's Concerto, written by Sandy Linzer and Denny Randell, was performed by Susan O'Day, accompanied by Jason Yeager. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Ali Silva, and Daniel and Rebecca Graves for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects design and engineering was by Joe Young. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. Why not show the world how much you love our show by rocking a Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt, hoodie, phone case, mug, notebook, sticker, or any of the other rocking items adorned with our logo. There are even onesies for the bibbies. Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and scope out all the goods. You can share our love with the world. Take a pic with your swag and tag us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle, @firesidemystery. If you like what we're doing, dear listeners, do please take a moment to give us a rating and review on iTunes. If you can invest a minute to do that, you'll be doing a lot to help us to grow. Clue us into your favorite episodes or characters or anything you'd like to hear more or less of in the future. Your feedback means the world to us. Tensions are high at the elegant Cavendish Club when someone turns up dead. Find out who and how in next week's stylish thriller, The Singer or the Song, available wherever podcasts can be found. This is James Reeser, answering your serenade with a kiss from afar and a warning to mind the shadows.